Joined now by Arlen Suderman from StoneX for market analysis. Arlen, as we look at the grain and oilseed trade first, a little more pressure in beans. Quarter wheat pretty quiet, though. Feels like an overall quiet day across the board.
We're seeing wheat try to bounce here a little bit. It's more consolidation than anything else. We've seen Russian wheat prices kind of stabilize, but not really sustain a move higher. So that kind of keeps a lid on any type of rallies. Right now, we've got the new harvest, Northern Hemisphere harvest upon us, pretty quick. So that's also keeping a lid on prices. Strong dollar creating some headwinds today. The dollar put in new five-month highs. We're trading up in that level now as we speak. That's creating kind of some headwinds. We do have some geopolitical risks that are increasing. Israel has said they definitely will respond to the barrage of missiles and drones that flew at them from Iran over the weekend. Their war cabinet is currently meeting to discuss what that response should be. That has markets very nervous. So we're seeing some headwinds come from the outside markets as well. So overall, drifting. You look at soybeans, new 40-day lows right now as we continue to go lower, and it really comes down to the fact that U.S. beans are just not competitively priced on the world market when you have a lot of cheap soybeans in Brazil. The strength of the U.S. dollar and the weakness of the Brazilian real just really amplifying that advantage that Brazil has right now on the global market.
Now, on the flip side, over in the protein sector, I'm happy to see what looks to be some good follow-through in the cattle futures here today, and a little bit of strength in hogs as well, maybe some spillover from the cattle side. What's your thoughts on the proteins today, Arlen?
Yeah, absolutely, and we obviously had a big down day on Friday. We tried to recover yesterday, doing so again today with some follow-through buying there. The 50-day moving average seems to be a problem right now for the June contract trying to push above it, but at least we're seeing some stability overall. We've seen some good stability in the product market as we've got the choice cuts back over $300 once again, and we've started to slow the chain speeds down in order to do that, but we're seeing less weakness, shall we say, in the cash market than what was feared by the market last week overall. March placements overall down 8%. March marketing's down 11%. April 1 feed numbers, on feed numbers up 2% versus last year. That's the expectations going into Friday's cattle on feed report.